Welcome back. It's your host, Simra Malhotra, back at it again with another podcast for you all. Before I begin, I want to say that I hope you all are excited for the Christmas holidays because I honestly cannot wait. 2020 has been a very long year for most, and I think we all want a fresh new start. So let's get tucked into our pajamas and begin the show. Tonight I'm going to be discussing the rise of the moral panic around the killer clown. People have always had a very creepy approach to clowns, except for a few children, of course. Clowns honestly fail to serve their purpose, which is obviously to make us laugh. They're more fearful and distressing than anything else. In fact, a survey conducted by Chapman University found that 7.8% of Americans have chlorophobia, which is defined by the Phobia Clinic as a persistent, abnormal, and irrational fear of clowns. This phobia is entirely understandable, especially when cases like the mass murderer John Wayne Gacy come into question. For those of you who do not know John Wayne Gacy, I will be letting you know right after a quick break. And now that we are back from our break, we are going to divert right into the famous John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne Gacy was named Pogo the Clown, and later on, he gained the reputation, or shall I say the title, of the Killer Clown. This super kind clown, who brought a smile to many children's faces, turned out to be the most horrific serial killer in American history. He murdered 33 young men in the 70s and put their bodies in a space beneath his home. Frightening, right? People need to realize that even though this was back in the 70s, John Wayne Gacy's name still popped up in many newspaper articles when the 2016 killer clown cases began arising. However, I promise you, the 2016 killer clown incidents were nowhere close to what happened in the 70s, hence the moral panic. For many listeners who do not know what a moral panic is, it is basically when a perceived threat is greater than the real danger. According to Bartholomew, the dark side of clowns began to dominate American and European popular culture during the 1980s. With the release of several creepy clown movies and books, the fear and distrust for clowns became more and more prominent by the day. In 1986, one novel that caught multiple people's attention was Stephen King's horror novel, It. The Guardian newspaper reinforced that the beginning of the killer clown incident in 2016 was actually a stunt for the release of the movie It. For those who have not watched this disturbing movie, let me provide you with a quick recap. The movie It was basically about a creepy clown known as Pennywise who crawled out of sewers to prey on children. Taking all of this into consideration, you all are probably understanding why killer clowns became such a moral panic. Even if this was over-exaggerated and seemed a bit too extreme, we cannot forget that it was nearly inevitable for parents all over the globe not to worry, as their little children were being targeted by these creepy clowns. Everything was unpredictable. These clowns could have done anything. Moving forward, this craze slowly started to leach into the United States of America the same year. In Greensboro, South Carolina, legal authorities were being bombarded with reports of children being stalked or chased by creepy clowns. Clowns were everywhere. They were luring children into woods, chasing children around. Clowns were even whispering and playing with green laser lights. It was honestly a living joke, unless you saw one. I mean, I can't truly express how I would react if I saw a clown at the side of a road, but who knows what their true intentions could be. I As most of you probably know, the killer clown incident started in the UK on a warm sunny day during Friday, September the 13th, 2016. Police officers in Newcastle began to receive reports about some random person dressed as a creepy clown trying to scare children. These clowns at the time were spotted near woods and children. The clowns were influencing children to come closer by offering them candy or money. The strange part was that as soon as these spottings of creepy clowns started, they became unstoppable. Every other person was spotting clowns. Clowns were everywhere, and the only thing people really did was become more anxious and paranoid. Apparently, half a dozen clown incidents were recorded in a span of a few days. Like, are you serious? Do people have nothing better to do with their lives? Why did nobody question where all of these creepy clowns were before? Why are dozens and dozens of these clowns showing up now? One alerting pattern that was present in all of these killer clown incidents was that there was rarely any tangible evidence that connected back to the killer clowns. All police officers had were a bunch of eyewitness testimonies made mainly by little children. Also, the fact that every other child escaped the killer clown raised a lot of curiosity. With all the panic and anxiety and rumors, one would assume that multiple arrests were probably made. And to wrap this up, let's get another opinion in the studio today. Twinkle, how do you truly feel about the moral panic that took place in 2016 surrounding killer clowns?
Thanks for passing it over, Simran. Humans honestly seem to have a strange love-hate relationship with things that are fear-evoking. At the end of the day, an important thing to remember is there are professional clowns out there who simply just want to put smiles on children's faces. A perfect example of this being Miles, who has been a professional clown for 32 years. Lee told Global News, "People have to remember these are not clowns. These are people dressed up in a clown costume who enjoy the power of being able to terrorize people." This entire creepy clown phenomenon did indeed get fueled by social media. It's important to recognize that all of mainstream media handled it in a very unorganized manner. They mentioned so many unnecessary cases that raised the overall panic, leading to several families to feel at unease in their own communities. Unfortunately, there is in fact a long history of clown sightings and a subsequent clown panics in the US stretching back to, in fact, decades.
Honestly, Twinkle, you're absolutely right. I'm just glad that nobody got injured and most were safe and sound. And that is it for today. I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. The next podcast will be launched right after the holidays. For more information, please see my references. Thank you for tuning in.